You know, this is going to be an emotional episode for me. It's not going to be a very long episode, but it is one of great meaning. And that's because 4 years ago from the day that this show is being released, I decided that I was going to create a podcast. I didn't know much of anything about podcasting. I didn't know anything about audio. In fact, if you listen to the first 25 episodes, the audio is so bad. And it's so bad because I didn't even realize that I needed to have a microphone. But the decision to start this show has taken me on a journey that I never thought I would be on. You see, I never considered that I'd ever become a podcaster. I never considered that I would ever do this seriously. What I knew at the time was that there was a lot going on in the veteran community and that we had a lot of problems and that solutions weren't really being given. And so that's why I decided to pull the trigger and start this show. I had a lot to say. I still have a lot to say. And I remember it feeling like I needed to vomit. That's how bad I wanted to get this information out to the veteran community. Because I know that there were so many people out there, and I'm not saying that I've had an impact to stop everything, but I know even to this day, there's so many veterans out there who wish they were in a better place, who wish they had a better grasp on their lives, who wish that civilian life could carry the meaning that military life had for them. And that's why I keep going. You know, one of the things about podcasting, if you know anything about it, is that most podcasts out there never make it past 9 episodes. In fact, only 12% of podcasts that ever hit iTunes make it past 9 episodes. I've never made much money from podcasting. In fact, almost all the money that I've ever made from it has gone back into the show, gone back into paying for bandwidth, gone back into paying for bills, for the website, for all that stuff. Everything's gone back into that. So I'm not rolling in money here. And I'm also not rolling in downloads. There aren't millions of people listening to the Warrior Soul podcast right now. And there's been many months where I've come close to quitting. There's been many months where I wondered whether or not anybody was actually listening. And many months where I felt completely worthless because I felt like I was doing something that was going nowhere. And then just as I was about to make the decision to stop publishing, I would get a note. And that note would be from a veteran who listened to the show and who told me that I gave them the courage to keep going and that this show gave them what they needed to turn their lives around. And it was for them that I kept going. It was because of them that I kept going. And when I came into months where I was having problems paying rent or having issues in my business or issues in my career or issues in my relationship, it was the show that would get me out of bed. And over the last 6 months, a lot of you know I'd been very sick with autoimmune disease, ulcerative colitis. And so sick that I didn't want to eat anything. I lost over 40 pounds. I had very low energy. I was losing a lot of blood. And I kept publishing the show, not because I was trying to take the burdens of the world. I don't want to make it like I'm a martyr or anything like that. But the reason I kept publishing the show was because, frankly, it was the only thing that was getting me out of bed. It was the only thing that was pushing me forward, knowing that my words, my voice was somehow encouraging the members of this community to push forward in their lives and to make better lives for themselves and to get them to live their best lives. Well, that meant the world to me. It still means the world to me. And I have to say that the reason the show exists right now is not because of me at all. The reason why I'm able to get the guests that I get, like Boss Rutan, Robert Greene, Gary John Bishop, Ryan Mickler, and so many of the other amazing guests that I've had on, Grant Cardone, is not because of me, not because I'm so good at getting guests. It's because of you, because those people want to talk to you. Now, why is that? Why do they want to talk to you? Well, it's because of this, and this is something I've said before. The U.S. military veteran community is the sleeping giant in this country. It's the sleeping giant in this country because you guys have experienced things that 99.9% of the rest of this country never has. From the time you put your oath in, you raised your right hand, and you picked up your first rank, you were getting more leadership experience and more professional experience than most people your age would get in the next decade of their lives. You guys are all special. You've been able to do things, like I said, that most people in the world will never get to do. A lot of you have been able to go places that most people in this world will never get to see. And that means that you have the potential to do more. You have the potential not just to have been somebody who served this country proudly, but to be somebody who continues to serve this country and your community and your family in ways that most people couldn't. Your insights, your values, your will, your resilience, your leadership ability, those are all things that can help place this country into its greatest years. And that's what I've always wanted you to understand. So what's coming? What's coming here? And what I have to tell you is that I have no intention of stopping this show. As long as I've got blood running through my veins and breath going through my lungs, I'm going to keep serving you. I'm going to keep serving this community. I'm going to keep trying to get the best guests that I can find to bring the information that you need to move forward. I'm going to keep delivering the tools that you can use to improve your lives. And I don't ask anything in return from you. I don't care, as I've said many times before, if you ever spend a dime with Warrior Soul. I'm not here to get rich. I never have been here to get rich. All I do care about is that you put the ideas that we talk about here into action and that you spread these ideas to other veterans, that you get this information into the ears of more veterans. And if you do that, I am a happy man. I am a happy man. And I am a blessed man. I'm blessed to have been able to have this experience, and I'm blessed to be able to continue to serve you. So again, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I want to encourage you to keep going in every single thing that you do. And I want you to understand that the term warrior and the way that I use it here, yes, you, many of you were warriors who acted on the field of combat. But there's a different sense of warrior here. And that's because Life itself is war. Every day is a battle. And in everything we do, we need to approach it as a warrior would. And when I talk about the warrior soul, that is something that lives in each and every single one of us. We have it inside of us. And the thing about the warrior soul is this. When you are not living up to your full potential, it's there. It's that voice in the back of your head that says, hey, you could do better. And when you are pushing yourself, it's that voice inside your head that says, hey, you need to keep going. And that's the voice that I want you to listen to. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, no matter what state you're in right now, it doesn't matter. It's just a signifier of what you've done up to this point. What matters are the actions you're taking, the things you're doing every single day, the habits you're forming, the work you're putting in to make a better future for this country, for your community, for your family, and for yourself. So again, I want to thank you so much. You guys mean the world to me, and you girls. I know that there's guys and girls who listen to the show. And I will continue to serve you, and I'll continue to get you some more awesome content. Get out there, live your best life while you can. And I'll be back at you later on this week. This is Chris Albert, and I am out.